Children who watch violent television shows are at an increased risk for aggression and violent behavior as they become young adults. That's according to a 15-year study published in the current issue of the research journal Developmental Psychology. NPR's Michelle Trudeau reports.
Back in the late 1970s, when this study began, among the top-rated shows were Charlie's Angels and The $6 Million Man. These were the TV shows that many of the 557 children in psychologist Raoul Huseman's study were watching when they were 6 to 10-year-olds. By today's standards, these shows may not seem that violent, but there was a significant amount of on-screen physical violence in them. Huseman, from the University of Michigan, analyzed the types and amounts of violence in these shows and also collected other information on the kids about their home life, their friends, their school life, and, importantly, their levels of aggressive behavior, like who was getting into fights, who was pushing and shoving others, who was stealing things. Now, fast forward 15 years, Raoul Huseman was able to track down over 80% of the boys and girls from the original study. He re-interviewed them, now in their mid-20s, and talked to their spouses and close friends, and checked criminal records.
And lo and behold, we found that those children back then, when they were 6, 7, 8, or 8, 9, 10, who had been watching more media violence, had grown up to be more aggressive young adults.
As compared to the young adults who had been just as aggressive in childhood, but who'd not watched as much violent television.
When we looked at criminal records, for example, we found that of the high violence viewing males, about 10% had been convicted of a crime by the time they were in their mid-20s, and only 3% of the other males.
And the young men in the study were more violent in their relationships, too.
For example, when we asked the question, have you pushed, grabbed, or shoved your spouse in the past year, we found that of the high-violence-viewing males, this is high-violence-viewing in childhood, 41% said they had, compared with 22% of the other males.
Huseman found a similar pattern of aggression in the young women who'd watched violent TV in childhood.
When we said, when someone has made you angry, have you responded by shoving a person, we found that 68% of the high violence viewing females said yes, compared with 43% of the others.
This study also reveals that not all violent shows have an equal impact on children. Some popular shows, like The $6 Million Man, were not necessarily the bloodiest and goriest, but they did captivate children, says Huseman, because of the powerful psychological effect of identification and modeling.
So you have a show in which the principal character is very charismatic, uses violence that's completely justified, gets rewarded for that violence, and makes everybody happy by doing that. That's the recipe for getting a child to learn a script to behave that way.
So this study is important, says Ellen Wartella, dean of the College of Communication at the University of Texas in Austin, because the findings point to which children may be at highest risk for later aggression.
Most at-risk children are children who watch a steady diet of violent television shows, identify with the aggressors, who sometimes are the heroes and the lead characters in those shows, and who perceive the violence as being realistic and a model for how to act in real life.
In many ways, this might be referred to as the missing link in media violence research.
That's social psychologist Neil Malamuth from UCLA.
I think this is a very critical piece of the puzzle and does document that, in fact, there is a connection between exposure to media violence and real-world aggression later in life.
And Malamuth adds, the researchers studied the children for other risk factors for aggression, such as family violence, poverty, low IQ, or a harsh, punishing parent. Even when the researchers set aside all these other risk factors, watching violent television during early childhood was still an additional and powerful predictor of later adult aggression and violence. Michelle Trudeau, NPR News.